This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
25 years, Amy, of the Great Rivers Greenway. They're celebrating that here in 2025. And to talk about that with us and what is going to happen next, tell us more about the Great Rivers Greenway. Big part of the St. Louis area is Emma Clues, Vice President of Communications and Outreach for Great Rivers Greenway. Good to talk to you today, Emma. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we are excited to have you with us. And so this 25th anniversary, the celebration you're having, what all goes into that?
Okay. How much time do you have?
We have 1 minute.
No, we're excited to celebrate with the community. We have, you know, together as a region, we've accomplished so much. So the biggest thing that's coming up is 1 week from today, on Monday, September 15th, we will have a giant community dinner table, 1,500-foot table around the Missouri History Museum. We're shutting down the whole street. We'll have a giant community dinner. You can bring your own food or you can purchase from food trucks on site. We'll have a local DJ, mini cupcakes from Sweetheart, free for everyone, fun activities, and it's just a great way to celebrate and connect with each other.
That's awesome. I love this idea of connecting, because that is what the Greenway does. We were at Session Taco in the Central West End, and Deb was very active with the Greenway. She's making it her goal to walk every single mile of the Greenway. And I think people a lot of times might be on the Greenway without realizing it, because it, yes, there are the distinct paths, but then it also cuts through the city. And I'm trying to think of a day when I'm not on the Greenway at some point, because it really does. It doesn't just take you through beautiful areas like the Al Foster Trail through the woods. It also cuts through where people work and eat and live and play, which is so awesome.
Absolutely. We want them to be a way of life for people, where they can use them to commute or to get where they're going, or just, you know, take a break and take a walk over their lunch hour, or have that bigger excursion maybe on a weekend and really, you know, get into nature. However you want to use them, they're there for you.
So what about expansion of the Great Rivers Greenway? I know there's always talk of doing stuff like that. What could be coming next in the years ahead?
Yes, we have lots in construction right now. Brookline Greenway on Market Street, as well as North Grand, are both in construction. We're working on the Maylene and St. Vincent Greenways here in the next couple of months. And we're also working on an extension or connection between Deer Creek Greenway and River to Pear Greenway. So those will be linked together. There's just dozens of projects, but those are a couple that are in the immediate future.
I know you mentioned the name of the greenways, but the Greenway in Chesterfield or the Greenway, in South St. Louis, are those areas going to be, which ones are going to be connected soonest, if that makes sense? I know I was somewhere in Chesterfield and someone goes, it won't be long before this connects to that. And I'm having a hard time keeping track of what's going to be connected soon.
Yes, it is a big area. So we serve St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and St. Charles County. So it's 1,200 square miles. No big deal, just like 120 towns getting together on the same page. And so there is a lot of different projects going on. So in Chesterfield, we have the Missouri Greenway, which is along the Monarch Chesterfield levee. So if you can picture behind some of the outlet malls and by the, you know, the factory and that entertainment district. So actually, the city of Chesterfield is working on an extension to be able to connect two of those segments together. And then that also connects across the Boone Bridge with 6440 to be able to connect to the Katy Trail and the Bush Greenway on the St. Charles County side.
So the Brick Line Greenway is something we've heard a lot about, which would connect, if I'm not mistaken, it would connect Forest Park to the Arch. Is that how
yes,
that would
and
work?
And Fairground Park to Tower Grove Park,
okay.
North, south, east, and west.
What is the timeline for something like that? Because it seems like a huge undertaking, and it would be very, very cool to be able to do that.
Yes, it is huge. It is happening. So we have two segments built, two are in construction, two partner connectors. The city is working on the Tower Grove connector along Tower Grove Avenue and Vandeventer, as well as 20th Street. And altogether, it's 10 miles of greenways plus 3.5 miles of partner connectors, and it will all be done in 2030. So just 5 more years.
Five more. How many miles, total is that will be done by 2030?
That is 13.5 miles, including the partner connector projects from the city.
Now, right now, the Gateway Greenway is about 140 miles. And
correct.
You guys are aiming for 600 miles in the long term. Stupid question, but do you have all 600 miles dreamed out?
Great question, and no, not exactly.
Okay.
So there is a general overall plan that people help to inform. We update our strategic plan every 5 years with community input, and so much of the region has changed, you can imagine, since we first started that plan in 2005. So, you know, for instance, St. Charles County looked very different than it did in 2005. We recently redid, you know, again, with the municipalities and all of the community members there, redid that plan. So we don't know exactly what it will look like, but we do know that the community will continue to tell us what are their priorities.
So obviously we're focusing now on expansion and how many miles you have. But obviously with expansion comes a greater and growing upkeep. And what I've noticed, whether I am running Grant's Trail or I'm out in Wildwood at Al Foster and the zombie trails, I'm amazed by how well the trails are kept up and the signs are fresh and things are clean. Are you guys constantly growing to be able to maintain all of the trails that you're building?
This is a major kudos for our partners. Everything we do is in partnership. So we help to build the greenway with whatever community members or partners are in the area. But then we do have the day-to-day maintenance is primarily taken care of by partners like a municipality or Missouri State Parks or St. Louis County Parks. So shout out to those partners that are taking care of those day-to-day. We help and support them with trainings and volunteers and vendors and our staff. For instance, we do take care of all of the signage replacement ourselves. But the day-to-day, you know, mowing the grass, fixing a pothole, things like that, are really from all of those hundreds of partners that we work with.
Good Lord, my microphone's not working. When COVID happened, people went outside because they were looking for something to do, and it did occur at a time where the weather was starting to get warmer. And so there was a lot of outdoors, and I know that visits to the Greenway jumped considerably. Have they stayed at about that level or close to it since then?
They have, actually. We went from about 2 million visits a year to about 3 million visits a year, and that has sustained. You know, people really told us time and again that these went from being perhaps in their minds as a nice to have to a need to have. People are really recognizing the value in their everyday lives. I think at the height of the lockdown in particular, we heard from people that, you know, maybe they live alone and they were feeling very stagnant and isolated, and this was one of the only ways they could safely feel a part of community and taking care of their mental health and emotional health and, you know, moving as well as their physical health, obviously. But then we also heard from people who were perhaps trapped at home with lots of folks, and this was the only way to get some alone time and needed a little bit of respite and a chance to maybe slow down or connect to nature. So again, the greenways are here for people no matter how they use them, but we're thrilled to see that usage staying and actually growing. We really are seeing lots of visits on the greenways, which is incredibly encouraging.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can't say enough about the Great Rivers Greenway, and no matter what town you're in St. Louis, I feel like that's the thing. We're an area known for being really, I feel like, sectioned off, bifurcated, right? We're not necessarily the most pedestrian-friendly area because St. Louis County is so spread out, and St. Louis City and St. Charles County, and we all have our, like, Kirkwood and Wildwood and South County. We have our own vibe, but the Great Rivers Greenway really connects all of us more than anything else, and I feel like that's something that's easy to take for granted. When I travel and I'm trying to find a trail, sometimes I'll go to a town and they go, yeah, well, we have this paved part for like a mile that's great, or a part over here but you got to cross a highway. To have this many miles of connected trails is actually pretty extraordinary.
Thank you. And it is really unique. It's something that, you know, plenty of cities and towns around the world are doing this kind of work, but not in the same way that we are. So to have people vote to create this in the year 2000, that's the anniversary that we're celebrating, really came from community engagement. That is what people value here. And so we're thrilled to have the honor of delivering this back to the community and with the community. And you're exactly right about all of those, you know, both real and perceived boundaries and barriers.
Yes,
right? Sometimes
right.
It's a river, sometimes it's a highway, sometimes it's a ward or a city line or a neighborhood. But the greenways don't care. The greenways right. transcend all of those things. And what is really thrilling to see also is that the process by which we are building these greenways, because it's in collaboration, sometimes those neighboring towns or neighborhoods or, you know, different groups are maybe working together for the first time, even mm-hmm. though they're quite close to each other, to be able to work on the greenway. And then lots of other interesting things come out of them knowing each other better and strengthening that collaborative muscle.
For more information on it, greatriversgreenway.org. And as we say goodbye here, Emma, is there something about Great Rivers Greenway you would like people to know? Maybe they don't.
You know, the greenways are for everyone. So most people are walking. Some people like to run, maybe ride a bike, push a stroller, roll a wheelchair. So even if you just want to go sit on a bench and eat your lunch or, you know, get some fresh air, however you use the greenways, they're there for you. And we would love to hear your stories, your questions. Contact us anytime.
GreatRiversGreenway.org is the website. Emma Clues, Vice President of Communications and Outreach. Thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you so much. We'll see you at dinner next Monday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.